Hey there, folks. Welcome to Rock and Rally Tennis, where it's all tennis, all the time. I'm James Lynn. Follow us on Twitter at Rock and Rally. That's rock underscore and underscore rally. And on Facebook at facebook.com/rockandrallytennis. Rock and Rally Tennis podcast number 61 is brought to you by careerwonder.com, the ultimate career resource site featuring video interviews of professionals from a wide array of industries, sharing the stories, journeys, and insights about their careers and jobs at careerwonder.com. You know, for many tennis players, the intent to make adjustments to their games as they deem necessary is a fairly common one. Yet many players come up short of effectively making actual changes or adjustments. In this podcast, I'd like to talk about why it's important to be patient and have a thorough understanding of the potential impact on your game from any adjustment you make. You know, the simple fact is, making a change or adjustment almost always involves more than one simple adjustment. What many players are not entirely prepared for are the additional adjustments they often have to make when they change one aspect of their game. Because when it comes to making adjustments, it's never limited to just one. For example, I've talked quite extensively over the past year about one of my favorite players, Rafael Nadal, and the major change he needs to and seems to be making to his game now that he's a little older and not as lightning quick as he was in his prime. I mean, to recap some of my comments on this topic from Podcast 3 and other podcast episodes from 2016, in Nadal's prime, it was very difficult for opponents to find his backhand because he always positioned himself on court near his backhand corner, always ran around his backhand to hit forehands, and was quick enough to cover his forehand when pulled wide, and was still able to routinely hit offensive and penetrating topspin forehands from those positions as well. But over the past 3 years or so, the impact on Nadal's game from the wear and tear from multiple injuries, as well as the brutally physical style of play Nadal is known for, has become increasingly more noticeable, particularly on his quickness and mobility. Now, make no mistake, Nadal is still an excellent mover, but he is no longer that same lightning-quick player he once was, and I believe even the most devoted Nadal fans will acknowledge that. So if you remember some of my observations regarding Nadal's court position in many of the tournaments he played last year before injuries prematurely ended his season, you could see he was trying to make adjustments. I mean, in most of the rallies, he started to position himself more frequently, about a step or a step and a half closer to the center stripe. Now, he was still on his backhand side of the court, but definitely no longer as close to the backhand corner as he had been in years past. Now, on the surface, Nadal moving a step to a step and a half, or what amounts to about 5 or 6 feet, from the backhand corner and closer towards the center may seem to be a simple and minor adjustment. However, it is neither simple nor minor. I mean, this one adjustment in court position impacts other parts of his game, requiring him to make additional adjustments to accommodate that initial adjustment. I mean, so what are some of these additional adjustments? Well, for starters, Nadal now has to hit significantly more backhands than he ever has before. Consequently, this means potentially longer rallies and matches because his backhand is not as offensive of a weapon as his forehand. Essentially, Nadal and his team have to figure out how to make this adjusted court position, which requires him to hit more backhands, a better and more effective tactic versus what he had been doing throughout his entire tennis career. I mean, whereas in previous years, Nadal's opponents couldn't find his backhand, they're going to be able to find it more frequently moving forward if Nadal sticks with this new court position. And that raises other interesting questions as it pertains to making adjustments, and one of which is, can Nadal's backhand effectively handle the additional workload and requirement for high-quality shot-making during pressure-packed points and rallies moving forward? In my opinion, Nadal has an excellent two-handed backhand, particularly the one he hits hard and flat going cross-court. However, it's the two-handed backhand up the line that I believe his opponents will continue to test and want to see if he can execute consistently under pressure. You know, in all the years I've been watching Nadal, that two-handed backhand up the line has, unfortunately, it has not been as consistent or reliable in some of the big moments as his cross-court backhand. I mean, one example that comes to mind, for all Nadal fans like myself, we still remember that easy put-away backhand up the line he missed in the 2012 Australian Open final at 30-15, up 4-2 in the fifth set, which he eventually went to, which he went on to lose versus Djokovic. You know, the players who own the best two-handed backhands in the game today, Djokovic, Murray, Nishikori, to name a few, can hit all of the shots consistently, including the one going up the line. You know, in the current era of men's tennis, which features great athletes, impressive power, speed, and spin, I believe it is very difficult, if not impossible, for someone to consistently beat top-shelf players at big tournaments without a strong and reliable backhand up the line to keep opponents honest, to keep them from sitting on that cross-court backhand. The players of this generation are simply too fast, too strong, and armed with even more advanced racket and string technologies than in each previous generation. Moving forward, that backhand up the line is the shot Nadal has to improve, in my view. The bottom line regarding making adjustments to your game, in this example regarding Nadal, a seemingly simple adjustment in his court position triggers a number of other adjustments he has to make to his game if he is intent on making this work and hopes to return to the top of the men's game once again. I mean, just remember, when it comes to making adjustments, you've got to be patient. It will take a lot more time to effectively make an adjustment because it always involves making more than just one adjustment. Well, that's all for this episode, folks. Thanks for joining us at Rock and Rally Tennis. Please subscribe to our podcast at rockandrallytennis.com. I'm James Lynn. See you next time.